Death Wolf, a Space Marine Battles audio drama by Andy Smiley. Performed by Sean Barrett, Rupert Degas, Chris Fairbank, Charlotte Page, and David Timpson. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library.
Gomor detached himself from the human's shadow, writhing into real space with a wet hiss.
What the...
Gomor thrust his ice-cold talons up into the human's abdomen. Gomor drew substance from the human's terror, feeling the warm touch of his heart before it stopped beating. The runes covering the mandrake's inky skin shivered, invigorated by the kill. He emitted a warped, clicking noise, and two more of his kind slithered into the corporeal realm. The pair regarded Gomor, their mouths stretching in a low growl as he touched the orb they carried. The silver-skinned device shimmered, ancient Eldar rune script flaring into life under his touch. Gomor issued another tortured noise from his throat as black flame seeped from unseen pores to wreathe the orb in obsidian fire. The other mandrakes nodded in acquiescence and let go of the device. Free of their grip, the smoldering orb rose up into the air, settling several meters above Luitin Hive's primary power hub. The device continued to burn. Within moments, its ensource-held innards bled into the atmosphere, its metallic shell flaying away until nothing remained. A fulgurant web of cold dark energy erupted in the air, its arcing tendrils cutting minute tears in the fabric of real space. Gomor smiled, a wicked, humorless expression, as he watched the bonds of the linear universe fray away like torn silk. The event was invisible to mortal sight, but the mandrake was born of the other world. A child of darkness and implausible reality, Gomor's eyes were accustomed to seeing the unseen. It pleased him that the populace of Luitin would remain unaware of their impending doom. The humans would die as they had lived, ignorant and afraid. The frayed edges of the vortex crackled and receded as a pall of darkness spilled from the webway, forcing apart the rift until a swirling portal, the size of the power hub it shadowed, hung in the air. Gomor growled, low and soft in satisfaction. His task complete, the mandrake seeped back into the shadows.
Strike before the prey is roused. Take his heart before the twins of anger and desperation can lend him strength.
Luitin's defense force hadn't stood a chance. The hive was burning. The warriors of the Shattered Hand had emerged through the webway portal in a vengeful tide, bursting into real space in a flash of eldritch flame. Dozens of arrow-swift skimmers and barbed skycraft had soared unmolested across the slabbed expanse of Luitin's defense perimeter to deliver a punishing attack on the hive proper. Lithe warriors in battle armor and leering female gladiators had dismounted into the streets, stalking and killing with unrelenting malice and vigor. The Shattered Hand were consummate hunters, their every waking moment dedicated to perfecting their murderous art. The Imperial Guard of the 109th Lewitin Rifles and the levied regiments of conscripted workers who had hastily put down their rock drills and picked up las guns were overwhelmed without pause. Archon Vranak sat immobile on her flesh throne as her personal transport glided towards the hive. Beneath the ghoulish curves of her polished helm, she smiled with both of her mouths. Gomor had done well. The Mandrake had disabled the laser towers and energy fields meant to serve as a first line of defense, and murdered several high-ranking officers, using their dismembered corpses to spread terror among the Lewitin forces. In such a fragile state, the heaving necropolis was a tender target, the hive's innards exposed to the scything attentions of the shattered hand. Lewitin's subterranean shafts were rich in dense mineral deposits and precious ores, every ounce of which would be mined from the earth and put to use in the dark Eldar's hellish weapon shops. But most precious of all the hive's assets, the thing that had drawn the hand to it like a dying man to faith, were the teeming millions of indentured miners and their adeptus administratum overseers. The shattered hand would take them as slaves and transport them to Komora, where the humans would learn the true meaning of despair. The lucky ones would be rendered down in flesh troughs to provide sustenance and genetic material for the vile experiments of the dark Eldar homunculi. Others would be tortured in one of the dark city's many pleasure palaces, their agonizing deaths drawn out to provide soul fuel for its denizens. Those that could not be captured would be put to the blade. One way or another, the Shattered Hand would hunt the populace of Lewitin to extinction.
Mind your surroundings. The distinction between prey and bait is a small one. Through such carelessness have many hunters become hunted.
Erik Morkai stared down at Lewitin's narrow streets. Strong winds buffeted the Wolf Lord's gnarled face, pinning the plaits of his beard to his chest plate. Without the burden of his helm, Erik could smell the tang of ozone and hear the tortured cries of the populace below. He was a hunter, born of hunters, but gifted with the Canis Helix. The Wolf Lord could embrace the elements in a way his forefathers never had. Standing on the precipice of Lewitin Hive's Parliament building, the grey-blue ceramite of his battle plate striking against the building's dull pallor, Erik watched his prey. The sleek Eldar vehicles sped below him, darting between the jutting columns and protruding spires of the cathedral-like buildings that made up the Hive. Erik's enhanced eyes followed every change in their trajectory as they twisted at incredible speeds to avoid the sporadic fire coming from the lower concourses.
Mark me well, brother. They shall sing glorious sagas of this day.
Erik turned to Agmund. The wolf guard was crouched low, peering over the edge with a critical eye at the Eldar transports and slave ships that sped past underneath them. Agmund grunted in affirmation, the long scar that ran from his temple to his neck, stretching as he grinned.
Prepare yourselves.
Erik sub-vocalized the command to the rest of his great company. He took a step back from the edge, unsheathed his plasma pistol, and flicked the activation stud on his chain axe. Beside him, Agmund and Ivar readied their weapons. The Wolf Lord rolled his shoulders. They felt light without the hulking bear pelt. The ancient trophy wasn't fit for what he was about to do.
Vilka Fenrika!
The vox feed in Eric's ear crackled with a chorus of responses as his entire great company echoed his call to battle. From the windows and balconies of Luitin's towering edifices, the space wolves leapt towards the Dark Elder craft, free-falling in a hail of grey armor. Eric landed hard in the middle of an Eldar craft, the enhanced musculature of his legs absorbing the bone-breaking impact. He moved with the vehicle as it rocked under his weight, killing the prow gunner with a backhanded swipe of his axe. A dozen Dark Eldar stared at the Wolf Lord in frozen confusion as the gunner's head fell amongst them. Eric growled in amusement, opening fire on the tightly pressed Xenos. His plasma pistol shone white hot as he fired, vaporizing the Eldar Carter. At the corner of his peripheral vision, Eric saw Agmund and Ivar. The pair were on an adjacent craft, their armor spattered with blood. A torrent of rounds stung the Wolf Lord's armor, forcing a curse from his lips.
Alien Unsviti!
An Eldar gunship was bearing down on him. He crouched low, taking cover behind a guardrail, and slapped a melter charge onto the skimmer's hull.
One, two, three!
Eric leapt from the skimmer. The melter charge detonated, engulfing the Eldar transport in a halo of expanding fire. The shockwave threw Eric towards the oncoming gunship. He swung out with his chain axe, its teeth biting into the ship's hull. An instant later, the Wolf Lord was on the deck, his axe feasting on soft Eldar innards. He slipped left as the last of the crew lunged at him, smashing his forehead into the alien's helm. The helmet buckled under the blow, folding back into the Eldar's skull.
Weak links.
Eric's neural implants fed him a slew of tactical data that scrolled over his enhanced eyes. A dozen of his brothers had died in the descent, their ident runes disappearing from his tactical display. Two dozen more had been injured. He growled, banishing the overlay with a thought, turning his attention to the swarm of single-man craft that were headed towards him.
Thorolf, kill them!
Nestled among the forest of Sensoria that grew up from Luitin Hive's highest echelons, Thorolf Icewalker received his Wolf Lord's order.
For us! For the old father!
Without igniting his jump pack, Thorolf leapt from the Sensorium stack and plunged downwards. His 30-strong Skyclaw pack followed suit, diving with him down through the kilometer-thick layer of smog that had masked their presence. A line of warnings flashed across Thorolf's helmet display as the Hive's architecture rushed up to meet him. He fired his jump pack, gunning it in short bursts to alter his flight path. Gargoyle-encrusted balconies and protruding ventilation ducts flashed by centimeters from his face. A red rune shone over the space wolf's eye. He was falling at such speed that any impact would kill him. Thorolf ignored the warning, blinking it away. A slew of targeting reticules and situational data sprang up, filling his display as he cleared the smog. With a practiced ease born of decades of warfare, the space wolf sifted through the icons, zeroing in on Eric and the squadron of Eldar skimmers headed towards him. Thorolf ignited both boosters, keeping one eye fixed on the altitude counter as his jetpack accelerated him downwards. The Eldar were almost in firing range. His arms straining against the crushing force of the descent, Thorolf detached his bolt pistol and bolt gun from their maglocks. Thrusting his arms out towards the approaching skimmers, he looked every bit like the Valkyries he'd seen daubed in ancient caves on Fenris. Warriors of myth and legend, the Valkyries were often depicted in full battle armor, descending from the heavens with sword and spear. The comparison drew a smile across Thorolf's face. Range! The word flashed on Thorolf's display. He opened fire, his muscled forearms unmoving as the bolt weapons barked into life. Behind them, the sky claws opened up with their own weapons, sending a hail of explosive rounds into the Eldar craft. The skimmers were fast and incredibly nimble, but the space wolves had taken them by surprise, and the volume of fire pumping towards them was too vast to dodge. The sleek craft were shredded, breaking apart as bolt rounds punished them. Flames licked Thorolf's armor as he fell through the wreckage of the Eldar vehicles, blinding him for a moment as his helmet's optics reset.
The skies are clear, Lord!
Thorolf voxed his report to Erik, firing his boosters intermittently to hold his altitude.
What would...
A target swam onto Thorolf's display. It was moving too fast for his helmet to process, appearing as a solid line across his vision.
Despair!
The sky claws burst into motion at Thorolf's order, but it was too late. The speeding Eldar craft cut through them, leaving a cluster of aerial mines in its wake. The floating charges detonated, spewing flame and shrapnel in all directions. Thorolf's world went dark. Thorolf came to with a jolt. Pain flared up his spine, forcing a grimace. He hit the release clasp on his jump pack and rolled onto his front, dislodging a layer of rubble and glass. The pack had saved his life, diffusing the force of the impact as its boosters crumpled inwards. Thorolf's display stuttered, spitting distorted images and tactical data. He snarled, ripped off his damaged helmet, and tossed it aside in frustration. His head was ringing from the explosion, and his ribs ached. The space wolf sat up and examined his surroundings. He'd fallen into some sort of chapel. A cobbled floor lay cracked under his armored bulk, while stone saints stared down at him from plinths. He looked around for his weapons, cursing when he couldn't find them. Pushing himself up, he staggered to his feet and gazed up at the shattered skylights and domed spire that had broken his fall. He cracked his neck, twitching as his enhanced physiology pumped adrenaline around his system.
Glory find you, Yorick!
Thorolf muttered thanks to the Iron Priest for retarding his armor's pain suppressors. Pain focused the mind, made it easier to kill than think. Gritting his teeth, he stepped out of the chapel and let the sounds of battle guide him towards a ruined street. Thorolf paused for a moment while his enhanced eyes adjusted to the relative gloom. Daylight didn't reach the lower galleries of the necropolis, the sun's light blocked by the towering hive and its myriad of solar collectors. He sniffed the air, growling at the scent of Xenos. They were close, perhaps on the same level. He moved towards the Eldar, stepping over the corpses of the preachers who'd been gutted by the war party and left to rot like diseased cattle. Thorolf crouched low as heavy bolter fire resounded from up ahead. He listened for a moment, pinpointing the weapon's location. It was to his left, midway along the next avenue. The space wolf advanced, picking up the crack of lasguns and the smooth snap of Eldar rifles as he moved to the Administratum building, marking the intersection. He pushed his back against the wall and risked a glance around the corner. Three Imperial Guardsmen were holding a sandbagged emplacement against five Eldar approaching from the northwest. The rest of the squad lay dead in the road, their bodies torn to ribbons by the aliens' barbed rounds. Thorolf heard the bolt round slip as it left the magazine. There was no mistaking the crunch of a jammed round. He dashed from cover and ran flat out towards the guardsmen as the heavy bolter fell silent.
Keep firing! Keep firing!
I can't! I'm trying!
They're coming!
Fire!
Emperor, damn it! The sight's stuck!
Come on, come on, let me see that!
They're coming! They're coming!
Thorolf backhanded the screaming guardsman across the face, breaking his jaw and knocking him unconscious. The other two guardsmen stared up at him, their eyes wide with fear. Thorolf doubted they'd ever set eyes on a space marine before. Right now, he was more terrifying than the Eldar pirates that were striding towards them.
Give me the weapon!
The older looking of the two guardsmen opened his mouth to speak, but said nothing.
Ross's teeth!
Thorolf growled in irritation. He pushed past the trooper, reaching down and snapping the heavy bolter from its mount. The foul scent of Xenos' flesh choked the space wolf's nostrils. The Eldar were almost upon them. Grunting with superhuman effort, Thorolf racked back the heavy bolter slide and opened fire.
Back to the abyss!
The advancing Xenos died in seconds, their frail forms exploding in clouds of red mist. The remainder broke for cover, but Thorolf gave them no respite, blasting apart the piles of rubble and service vehicles they sought to cower behind. Once a long fang, the space wolf was as familiar with the subtleties of a heavy bolter as he was with the age lines of his own face. It took him less than 20 seconds to track and kill the Eldar Carter. Thorolf sniffed the air, checking for survivors. There were none. A pungent aroma drew a scowl from the space wolf. He looked down at the cowering guardsmen, noticing the expanding wet patches on their trousers, and grinned. A shrapnel rain doused the lower reaches of Luatin Hive as skimmers burned, falling from the sky in droplets of twisted metal. The initial ambush had gone well, with over half the Eldar force killed or routed. The Eldar's corpse came apart as Eric pulled his axe from its chest. The Wolf Lord examined the tactical overlay on his display. The attack was at a critical juncture. One mistake and the Space Wolves could lose the momentum. The Eldar still outnumbered them by dozens to one, and his forces were spread the length and breadth of the Hive. He could ill afford to let the Xenos seize the initiative. A series of concussive blasts drew Eric's attention to the southwest. A huge Eldar craft, larger than any they'd yet encountered, had entered the local airspace. Its arrowed prow scythed through the burning remains of lesser skimmers as it forged towards Ragnarvald and his scouts. A battery of elongated energy weapons flashed from its sides. The Wolf Lord gritted his teeth in rage as Ragnarvald's ident rune blinked dark.
Russ, devour them! We must take down that craft!
Eric cursed as more ident runes faded from his display.
It's wreathed in some sort of energy shield. We cannot board it directly, and we cannot get close enough to plant charges.
We must find a way. We must...
As if in answer to the Wolf Lord's demand, a hail of heavy bolter rounds roared up from the lower hive to hammer the shield. The translucent energy bubble flared and spat as the high-caliber shells found their mark.
Now! For us! Now!
Eric motioned towards the exposed skimmer with his axe, ordering the attack as the shield overloaded, shattering in a storm of disjointed noise. Eric leapt onto the Archon's transport. Agmund and Ivar landed beside him. The Archon's bodyguard attacked without pause, striking at the space wolves with crackling halberds. Eric blocked a strike meant to sever his head and shot one of the Eldar point blank in the face. The plasma discharge vaporized the Xenos' skull and killed another that was moving in behind him. The Eldar were skilled combatants, but they fought as individuals, their selfish desire to kill leaving them open to counter. The Space Wolves fought as a pack, each thrust and cut of their blades working in unison with their brothers' attacks to plug gaps in their defenses and overwhelm the foe. Ivar gestured with his blade.
Your left!
Agmund turned and raised his blade, parrying the Elder's blow before slashing down towards the shoulder. He growled as his chainsword rang off the incubi's armor. The segmented battle plate worn by the Archon's bodyguard was heavier and more robust than that worn by the other Eldar. Coupled with the incubi's skill and grace, it was hard to land a killing blow.
Enough of this dance!
Agmund ducked the incubi's riposte, maglocked his chainsword to his armor, and shouldered the Eldar backwards. He stepped in as the incubi tried to recover, pinning the Eldar's arms and locking a gauntleted hand around its frail neck.
Russ, bring you luck, dodging the ground.
With a grunt of effort, Agmund tossed the struggling Eldar from the skycraft. Ivar grinned, following the wolf guard's example and using his bulk to knock the last two of the incubi to their doom.
I think Ivar wants your place at the feasting table.
Eric joked with Agmund and turned his gaze on the Archon. The sinister figure was still immobile on her throne. Her polished charcoal armor was in stark relief to the bleeding corpses that made up her nightmarish seat.
I am Vranak. Remember that name, monkey. Tell it to your corpse guard when you stand at his side.
The Eldar shot from her throne in a stream of darkness to strike Eric in the chest with an outstretched fist. The blow flipped the wolf lord, spinning him backwards. Eric dropped his plasma pistol and caught hold of the aft guardrail. Dangling from the edge of the skimmer, the wolf lord fought to remain conscious, feeling as though a war mammoth had stepped on his chest. A fissure ran the length of his breastplate, blood running from it. The Archon moved to finish him, but Agmund and Ivar blocked her path with their burring chain blades. Vranak ghosted between them, parrying their blows with deft turns of her sword. Agmund cried out as the Archon whipped her weapon round to slice the wolf guard's leg off at the knee, the crackling blade passing effortlessly through armor and bone. Ivar died a heartbeat later, Vranak pivoting to thrust her blade through the space wolf's primary heart, cleaving his secondary heart with the return stroke.
Clumsy apes.
Vranak spat the taunt as she kicked Agmund's twitching torso from the transport. Eric growled and pulled himself back onto the platform.
Your death will bring them glory.
The wolf lord gripped the haft of his axe with both hands, separating the twin weapons that made the whole. Twirling both axes once to remember their weight, he charged towards Vranak. Eric struck out with all his fury, with all of his skill, but the teeth of his weapons carved only air. In return, the Archon flowed around him, slashing at the wolf lord's thighs and cutting open his midriff. Eric roared with rage. Vranak was toying with him. As his mind raced for a way to triumph, warning runes flared across the wolf lord's retinal display. He ignored them. His body would cope. There was no way to counter the Eldar's attacks. She moved too fast, even for Eric's enhanced eyes to see. But the wolf lord could smell her, could hear the beat of her devil heart. Vranak sailed forwards, her blade aimed at the wolf lord's throat. Eric heard the excited rush of the Archon's breath as she prepared for the kill. He slipped left, swinging an axe low towards the Eldar's abdomen. The Archon darted backwards. Eric tracked her scent, throwing his other axe where his nose told him. The spinning weapon clipped the Archon, unbalancing her for the briefest of instants. Eric seized the chance, diving forwards, wrapping his vice-like arms around the Eldar and dragging her over the edge. The two armored figures fell to their doom.
You kill us both!
Vranak grasped as her lungs struggled against the wolf lord's embrace. Eric smelled the Archon's fear. He listened with grim satisfaction as the Eldar's heart rate continued to speed. His own heart remained slow and steady as his chronometer counted down the seconds to impact. At the edge of his hearing, the wolf lord picked up the skimmer he had sensed was coming. He listened to the roar of its engines as it joined the battle, felt the displaced air on his skin as it cut a path towards them. When he had first glimpsed it, it was a tiny dot, a speck on the horizon. Now, meters below him, the sleek craft all but filled his vision. Moments before her death, the Archon realized the error of her assumption. The wolf and the Eldar slammed into the Eldar transport. Vranak let out a wheezing grunt as every bone in her body cracked under Eric's weight. The wolf lord got to his feet and glared at the cadre of Eldar warriors surrounding him.
Who's next?
Small, single-pilot skimmers sped past Thorolf as they fled the hive and the space wolves' wrath.
Cowards!
Thorolf swung round, bringing the heavy bolter to bear on the retreating jet bikes. He opened fire, stitching a line of destruction through the towering hab blocks as the Elder craft chinked left and right. Thorolf growled a curse and adjusted his aim, pumping a stream of explosive rounds into the buildings above and ahead of the skimmers. The Elder pilots held their course, blindsided by the debris that tumbled onto them. The lead craft slammed straight into a chunk of falling rockcrete, exploding in a ball of fire. The other two slowed sharply, diving in an attempt to avoid the worst of the rubble, just as Thorolf had expected. The space wolf grinned and gunned the trigger, shredding the pair in a barrage of sustained fire that tore through the skimmer's armor and ignited their fuel cells. He kept firing, holding the trigger down until the weapon stuttered and the ammo counter flashed zero. The space wolf dropped the weapon and fell to one knee. His wounds were catching up with him. He felt his muscles weaken as his body diverted blood and nutrients to repair the damage to his internal organs. Thorolf took a long, agonized breath and stopped. Something was wrong. He sniffed the air, analyzing every particle for the source of his discontent. He smelled nothing save his own scent, not the smoking shell casings scattered around him, or the vapor trail left in the air by the Eldar skimmers. Thorolf's muscles bunched in anticipation as he realized that the world had turned silent. He could no longer hear the battle raging in the distance, neither the staccato of bolter fire nor the thrum of the Eldar skimmers. Thorolf willed himself to stand and cast his gaze around the street. Darkness spread towards him as one after another the street's illuminators blinked out. The air turned cold, a feeling of unease intensifying as a thin layer of frost rimed the edges of his armor.
Show yourselves, devils!
Thorolf drew his knife and smiled, his long canines glistening under the light of a single flickering illuminator as the mandrakes came for him. Not for the last time, the space wolf's world went dark.